Mizrat Hashem, we're going to continue our learning in Korvel Nafshi. It's a beautiful book by the tzaddik Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger, Shlita. And last week when we were learning, we are learning always in this book about the unification between our soul, mind, and body, but we're specifically now in a chapter called Yechidi Ba'olam, unique in this world, one individual in this world, that each one of us is a unique revelation of Hashem, and we have our unique way that we have to serve Hashem. And we left off that essentially the root of all pleasure, which again, pleasure is the number one thing any creature in this world wants. It was the root of the desire that Hashem had to create the world, meaning it was the highest thing also, so to say, for Hashem. Pleasure, ta'anug, right? We all want it. And it's just a matter of question of where do we get it from and where do we find it. But the root of that is when our unique inner secret finds a way to be expressed in a proper way. That's the highest pleasure we have. When my inner secret gets revealed and expressed in a proper way. That's where we left off last week. And we're going to go deeper, Bezat Hashem, and finish off hopefully this little part of this chapter today, if we can make it through it. Bezat Hashem. So we're all yearning, if that's the case again, right? We said that our whole entire life goal last week, we said that is to try to reveal what's hidden from us. Right. Right? And we try to think about all the different examples in life where that happens, whether it's a candy bar, right, a Kinder egg with a surprise inside, whatever it is, that getting the new job, a new career, new house, new vacation spot, whatever it is, you're trying to reveal something new. Right? And that's what all of our life is. But really the root of that is that we're trying to reveal our inner secret. And the tzaddik, the righteous person, he doesn't get startled. He doesn't get startled and moved too much by the stories that they tell of him, the righteous people. For him, it's not a secret. You hear about some rabbi that gave a person a blessing. Oh, the doctor said he was going to die. The rabbi gave him a blessing and now he's living. The rabbi himself is not startled by that. People, us, the simple people, we hear this like, wow, what a tzaddik, such a holy person, I want to go meet him, I want to go... Because for us, it's a secret. For the tzaddik, it's not a secret. There's no secret here. Karov hu eleinyan, he's close to this, he's he understands it, he comprehends it, this is his world. Therefore, he's not moved by it, he's not startled by it, he's not impressed, so to say. Kol ma shegalui kvar, and no maf'it et ruach. Whatever is already revealed doesn't excite your spirit, doesn't get you going. En ba'olam ta'ava shetatzliach limshoch et ha'adam acharea im kvar gluya ve'kayemet. There's no lust in the world that will be able to pull a person after it if it's already revealed and existed there. Right? It's already like, you know what it is. You know the outcome of that thing completely. Kol kocha irak b'dimayon sho'ulay od yesh b'mashu sh'adayin enenu. The whole thing is that maybe there's still something here that I don't have, that I would get out of it. Everything in life. Ma'im gnuvim imtiku v'lechem starim in'am. Shlomo Melech says a beautiful pasuk in Mishlei in Proverbs in the 9th chapter. Ma'im gnuvim imtiku. Stolen waters get sweetened. V'lechem starim in'am. And bread in, I don't know how to translate it so well. For that, we have books. Let's get it accurate and right. Whoever is a simpleton, let him turn here. As for the one who lacks an understanding heart, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret places is pleasing. Stolen waters are sweet, meaning it wasn't yours, right? It's not revealed to you. You don't have it, so you went after it. It's stolen. It's sweet. It's better. The taboo of it, the mystery of it. And bread, eaten in secret places, is pleasing. But he does not know that dead men are there, that those she invites are in the deepest grave. Right? All these lusts, all these things that they seem so attractive, they seem so nice, it's just because there's a secret there, just because it's not mine, just because I don't have it, just because it's beyond my comprehension, it's out of my reach. The only way I get excited is by something that's not here in front of me. It's not present. Rachok, atid liot, achshav enenu, it's far away, it's going to happen in the future, but right now it's not present. It's like, back in the day they used to record the TV, right? What was it called? The DVR or whatever? And they can record the cable. People used to record shows, record basketball games, football games, and like, God forbid you tell the person the score or what happened in the show. Like, no, I have to watch it. The whole world already saw it live on TV and everybody knows, but now with your phone, there's no chance. If you don't want to know something, you can't even touch your phone, right? But back then, you came home, you had the show recorded. God forbid someone spoil it. Or, even now, still, you have spoiler alerts, all these different things online. Why? Because a person who's passionate about that thing, don't go take away their secret. They're waiting to reveal it themselves. They want to see what happened in the show. They want to see what's going on in the basketball game. This is life. This is the secret and the root of all of the spiritual and emotional and mental pleasures in the whole entire world. That a person was able and successful in receiving and achieving and comprehending something that was very far and something lofty. Secret and mysterious. Different novel ideas in Torah that make a person's heart very happy. The deeper are, the more happy they'll make you. Right? To learn halacha is nice. To learn Kabbalah is a whole different experience. Whole different experience. The deeper the Torah is, the more passionate, the more fire, the more happiness, the more light comes out of it. The deeper it is, the more depth that's being revealed by way of that Torah, the more it's going to excite me. The more that the thing that's being revealed is deeper, is more internal, is more pnimi, the more pleasure you're going to get out of it. Right? Take it to the klipa. The juicier the lashon hara, the more the person wants to hear it. Right? It's the same thing. The more beautiful the Torah, the more deeper the Torah, the more you can show me how far Hashem gets into this world, the more I'm going to like it. Agashat nikudat ha'omek lomar giluyo hisod chedvat ha'nefesh. The feeling of the point of depth being revealed, that's the secret of the joy of the heart, of the nefesh, of the person, of a person's experience in this world. Feeling that deep point being revealed. That pleasant, unique feeling that you get from a good conversation with a friend, with a brother that you're going through pain with, that you've been through things with, that conversation about the things that you've gone through. There's nothing like those conversations. There's nothing like that connection. With a dear, dear friend that you're close to. It's a revelation of a deep, deep, deep common emotion that we have together, a common experience that we have together. But only you and them went through that. Right? There's people that I have things for that happened to me in the army, things that happened to me throughout my life that if you weren't there, you never in a million years would understand how intense, how crazy, how much Hashem was in that situation. But whoever was there, we all have this little point inside of us. And when we sit and you talk about it, there's a revelation of something very, very, very deep there. Because most of the times, just for example, things that I went through in the army, you could never tell the story. You could never explain it completely. You're only one person in it. How many sides of it? How many... The whole entire situation. You guys ever seen in the movie when they shoot like arrows, like Roman movies or whatever, they shoot arrows and it's like the whole sky looks like arrows? I've been in that with Palestinians and rocks. Literally the whole entire sky like that for 5 minutes. 5 full minutes, you know? I can't explain to you what those 5 minutes, it felt like 30 hours, you know? You can't even begin to explain those things. It's a deep, 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 deep thing that it causes a lot of emotion. I'm feeling already now a little bit, you know, like the defense, the rage, the fear, all of that, it comes back. It's deep, 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 deep down. Itarud nikudat omek balev is the arousal of a deep, deep, deep part of your heart. לכן אין האדם נהנה מלפגוש אנשים ולשחקים עם סתם על מה שאין בו גילוי פנימי. Therefore, people don't enjoy sitting and talking with people for no reason. A mature person, if I'm having a conversation already, let there be something worth talking about. Again, if it's the common person, the person needs you and you're able to be there for them, that's one thing. But for the most part, a person that has a developed mind and spirituality and connection to Hashem doesn't enjoy nonsensical conversations. We want something with depth. We want something with depth. כי אדם מחפש אחר עבדתו, כלומר, a person is always looking after their lost princess, their lost object. We're all looking after our lost pieces. נקודת עבודה ממנו הנסתרת ועמוקה בתוכו ואינה בהישג ידו. This point in my life that is still concealed from me. I've lost it, so to say. I don't have it. It's so deep inside of me. But I don't have the ability to reach for it with my hand. I don't have an ability to grasp it. That's what we're all seeking out. מבקש להשיבה אליו. We're all asking for that object to be revealed to us, that to be returned to us. לעשותם בת ביטוי, to give it expression. מורגשת, מצויה אצלו. Felt, present, revealed by way of you, in you, around you. עבדה זו היא חלקו ממעל, this lost object, so to say, that's your portion from up above. Nikudato apnimit, your inner world, your inner point. Asher hayta gluya lo bioto tachat kisei hakavod, v'ata ibo'o le'olam kedei lagalota, eina gluya. When you were up above underneath the throne of glory, it was revealed to you. You knew what your unique point was. Now that you came here in order to reveal it, it's not revealed. Following? Rafael? Moshe?
What's your unique point? It's going to change the world.
Yeah, you're changing the world because Hashem put you in the world. So automatically you're changing the world. An ant also changes the world. Even more so, you're changing the world. Right?
The purpose by Hashem.
Yeah, but what is mine? So we're all seeking it out, right? We're all on our own journey trying to find it. Some people find it at 10. Some people find it at 99, right? We're all seeking this out, though. We're just trying to understand a little bit more, again, what's going on inside of me. I want to make peace between my soul, my mind, and my body. Sometimes my body goes out of whack, and I don't know how to cope. I don't know what's going on. I feel all these lusts. I feel all these things pulling me to different places. You're seeking out to reveal your inner secret. It's not the secret behind what's in the alcohol bottle when I get to the bottom of it. There's also a secret there. Right? Chazal even said, "Nichnas yain yetzei sod." When the wine goes in, the secret comes out. Because it's the same gematria. But that's not the secret you're really seeking out. Your body would tell you that. So you go and you drink and you lose it and you try it. But why are you doing that? As a yid with a neshama, why did you end up doing that? Because your neshama wants to reveal a unique message in the world.
Could you do something and reveal your purpose and not know yourself?
100%. And you could do it a lot of times and not know. For example, I worked 4 years here in a store, selling wine and whiskey every day. But if there were cameras there and you could watch it now, play it back, everything I said in that store, I'm 100% certain. If you were to average out what I spoke there, I spoke more Torah than sales. I promise you. It took a war to come shut down all of tourism for me to say, okay, I have no option, I'm going full in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the... to go full in, right? So I was doing what I was meant to be doing, and that was clear as day to me what I meant to be doing. But I was doing it all along, and if you go back, I was doing it before that. I used to take people to clubs and to do other things, right? And so I was influencing back then and pulling people in to those places. And now I'm doing the exact same thing, but I hope in a higher quality, I hope to a better place, right? So we're all always doing it, but now we're trying to learn the Torah that's going to make us conscious of it. And when you're conscious of it and you start to really seek it out and really pay attention to what's going on inside of you, everything starts to make much more sense. And now when the next time you have a problem that comes up, you don't have to throw your toys out the trolley. You don't have to get so worked up and it's a midlife crisis. No, it's a hard Sunday. Tomorrow's a new day, right? But without knowing this, so then that hard Sunday could become a year of turmoil, right? And everything in life needs to be managed and controlled. That's why we're learning Torah. One, mainly to connect to Hashem. Hashem wants us to take this and to apply it, and then to connect to Him also when we don't have the book in front of us. So when we step away from the book, knowing what was inside the book and taking it with us, that's living Torah. That's the point. So there's Torah of halacha, mamash, of, you know, how to do mitzvot and how to keep Shabbat and how all these different mitzvot in the Torah. What about life? So these are the books of life, right? Forget Torah for a second. You're a human being and you feel things. How do you explain them? Yehudi mechapes kol hayom et atzmo. A Jew all day long is seeking himself out. He's looking for himself.
So mechapes is looking to reveal it.
What?
If it's so hidden, how is it safer getting revealed?
Nachman said this, that by the Jews, we have something unique that we call Kabbalah Chassidut, we call it Sod, Sodot HaTorah, Secrets of the Torah. We have over 2 million books in the Jewish library. A lot of them are Kabbalistic. The secret's out. It's still a secret because you have to have a schut. It has to be given to you as a gift by Hashem. It doesn't matter. You can read this book by yourself.
You
can
read this.
To really understand it, to live it, to download it. We're not Greeks. We don't care about the book. There's a neshama here. That's our real secret. That's a sod. And the dot and the chest and the bro, all the way down to the malchut. For it to get down there and to be lived, good luck revealing that secret. Right? So here we're learning, we're trying, right? You have to pray and pour your heart out to be able to live these secrets. You could talk about the secrets all the time, but that's the point, right? The point is to be able to live the Torah, not just to read the Torah. Pirkei Avot says a person who has more knowledge than actions. So his actions won't last. His knowledge won't last. You have to have more actions than knowledge. You have to live it more than you learn it. Zat Hashem, we want to follow Pirkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers, 2,000-year-old bestseller. It's amazing, amazing. Zat Hashem, Ha'olei min ha'dvarim. What do we learn from all of this? En b'olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inyan acher zulat. All Hashem has in His world is Ratzon Kadosh Echad LeYachid, one unique individual desire, Chovek Zoraot Olam, that are limbs, arms that just wrap the world around it. What is it? Nitava Kadosh Baruch Hu Liot Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. Hashem desired to have a dwelling place down here. Ratzon Ze Mekashkesh B'Chol Lev. This desire to have a dwelling place down here in this world, meaning to be revealed down here in your world, in your inner world, in your mud, in your grime, and everything that you're going through. All your troubles, all your success, everything, for Hashem to be present here, that, it's in every single heart. To be revealed, to reveal, to be expressed, to give birth to come out of potential into actuality. Kol ma she'adam mechapes b'chayav noveh minikudat apnimit achafetza itgalot. Everything you're seeking out in your life, your aspirations in finance, peace, relationships, everything you want in your life, comes from this inner unique point that's wanting to be revealed. Everything. En mitziut shel chipusim achar davar mesuyam sheino ba mibifnim. There is no such reality of you seeking out something in this world, specific something in this world, without it coming from an inner desire. It'll never happen. Never happen. It's always coming from inside. You want to know what's going on inside of you right now? What your inner desire is? You want to know what's going on inside? What you want? What your inner yearning is? Just contemplate a little bit. Where are you leaning towards right now? What do you desire right now at this moment? And very quickly you'll get to the secret.
What if you don't know?
Think. If you desire pizza,
another piece of chocolate.
Right? So, simply put, what do you want? You want to eat something right now? You want to connect? You want to feel? Do you want a sugar rush? Do you want to pick me up? Think about it a little bit. Just contemplate a little bit. What do I feel inside? It's not the chocolate. Inside, there's no chocolate. Inside, there's something much deeper than chocolate. Okay, outside you want chocolate, but inside, what's going on? You have to think. There's not going to be a screen or anything. You have to close your eyes. You have to go inside. You have to ask the question. What really do I want? Where is it coming from? A person wants to smoke. A person wants to drink. A person feels a need for connection. Where is it coming from? Just think. And very quickly you'll get to the secret. Archava. Let's expand on this. Sometimes a person wants to read the Chumash. They want to read Mishnayot. ויש שימשך אחר רצון לעיין בעומקם של דברים, סוגיות בשעס, בהלכה. Sometimes he wants to go deeper in these ideas. He goes into the שעס, he goes into the הלכה, into the פוסקים. ויש שחביבים לפניו דברי מוסר ואגדה. Other people like ethics, מוסר, אגדה, stories. ויש שנוטה ביותר אחרי לימוד אחר. And there's others that they like. There's many faces of the Torah. There's many books in the Torah. Each one has a desire to go on different things. In the world, there's people that they find specifically that they want to be vegans. They want to eat raw vegetables. Sometimes cooked or baked. Sometimes processed. And now, sometimes there's people that they feel, no, I need a banana now. I need something specific. Pancakes. Whatever it is. I need a hot drink. I need a cold drink. And there's a person that doesn't have any of those lusts, and he's okay. Everyone's different. What does this mean? A person has inside of him something that's very, very clear, that's directing him to something specific that's outside of him that he's desiring right now. And most people, especially now in our generation, we have many options in front of us. Right? It used to be sometimes people would say, I have nothing in my fridge. Now people, for the most part, you could make something. You can make something happen if you were really just hungry.
No.
There's something inside of me that wants something very specific, external. But again, it's not the external thing. There's just this inner drive inside that gets translated as chocolate. That gets translated as a workout in a gym. Whatever it is. But it's coming from inside. בכל עת שהמשהו הפנימי זה צץ בתוך הנפש, מתבטא הדבר ברצון הנוטה לדבר מסוים דווקא לא לאחר. As long as this thing is present inside my inner world and rising up and right sending me these notifications, so it's going to go for that specific thing and nothing else. But it's not that thing, again. It's not that thing, the external that you're seeing with your eyes. It's inside. כל לימוד שאדם נמשך לעסוק דווקא בו, any kind of learning that a person specifically is trying to get into, סוגיה מוכר, ריבוי דפים, פסקי הלכות, דברי אגדה, whatever it is, you're trying to cover pages of Gemara, you're trying to learn one thing specifically, and a parsha, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. מעיד על תנועה מסוימת הקיימת עתה בנפשו הפנימה. It's testifying and declaring and making known to you an inner desire that exists inside of you. בכל פעם שתשוב להיות קיימת, anytime it comes back to be in existence, to be present, הדבר הפנימי הזה יתגלה החוצה על ידי משיכה ללימוד זה דווקא. That inner thing will be revealed by way of being attracted to learning that thing specifically. For example, the Yom Dar Kecha speaks about this, that there's different ways that we can work on our soul, on the levels of our soul, and rectify them by way of different parts of Torah, and to work on Dveikut. For example, he says, Tanakh is the world of Asiya, which would help us with Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, taking upon ourselves to do what we have to do. The Tanakh, it's the root of everything. Right? To take upon yourself that there is a Torah. Mishnayot would help a person to develop their emotions. Sefer Yetzirah. Mishnah is the letters Neshama, and it helps you to develop more your emotional side of your world. And it goes on and so forth, through levels and levels of different types of Torahs that you can get into, that each one is tapping in and rectifying a different inner world. So if you were to know that whole list, and then a certain day you wake up and you have a desire to learn a very certain thing, you can check back in. They say, I woke up today wanting to connect to Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, Emunah, being happy, getting out of depression and laziness. All of that is connected. You ever have a desire to learn Tanakh, that's where it's coming from. You have a desire to learn Mishnah, it's coming from this place of developing love, awe, Dveikut to Hashem. It's an interesting thing to know, and then you can go back and you can see what's going on. Right? It's the same thing with all the Baal Shem Tov did with the 10 names, the 10 different vowelages on Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Sefirot, of what emotions are connected to. You get to a certain bracha, you get to a certain pasuk, a pasuk wakes up for you, you see a nikud there, what is going on here? You start to get these keys of ways of understanding. So too, a person wants to work in one field, one career or the other, to he's connected to a certain book. Everything is talking and indicating to something going on in the inner world of a person. The outcome of it is external. Ein adam lomed ela milumudei atzmo. A person can only learn from his own learning about himself. Ein adam osek ela misukei atzmo. And a person only wants to work with what they're interested in working with. You learn what you want to learn, and you work in what you want to work in. Havhara yesodit zo, this fundamental clarification teaches us she'en mitziut she'adam miyachel u'mechapes achar ma she'en betocho. There's no reality of you seeking out something that's not inside of you. If you want it, it's inside of you. The Baal Shem Tov says this beautifully. We learned here last week, the week before, that if you ever want to detect what tree are you connected to, the tree of life or the tree of death, just ask yourself, this connects to what we said before, ask yourself, what do I desire right now? Do I want to waste time? Do I want to be connected to Lashon Hara, to negativity, to bad things, to nonsense? I'm connected to the tree of death. And if I want positive things, health, good food, Torah, Tefillah, good vibes to help other people, I'm connected to the tree of life. What's the purpose of knowing that? It's essential to know that as a human being with a soul, where are you tapped into right now? And with one simple thought, you can change it. Now I have a new desire, and you change it, and you start to do it, and if you don't want it, you force yourself to get into it a little bit. Because why are you connected to a place of negativity? Detach and reattach, right? These are all tools that we need to learn in order to see where are we pulling from. Same thing here. If you want something, it's because inside you want it. Any desire that you have to something specific, it doesn't matter what it is, they are all rooted in the depths of your nefesh. A person cannot wait and anticipate and work towards something that's not inside of him. Yimincha motzei et atzmecha chafetz meod bedavar mesuyam, siman sheze ba mitochecha. If you really want something specifically, it's a sign that it's coming from inside of you. Sheze kayam becha, and it exists inside of you. Inside of your most inner, pure parts, and that inner, pure part of your soul is connected. And that is now being revealed outwardly by this external thing. So again, it doesn't matter what the external thing is, and it doesn't matter if it was a mitzvah or it was a sin. I'm not saying a person can do sins. I'm just saying, no matter what it was in this world, in your eyes, with flesh, inside of you, it could be very, not it could be, it is extremely pure. Inside of you, there's a deep, deep, deep desire to reveal your inner secret and to connect to your most unique part. And that can come out in sin sometimes. That can come out in very twisted things sometimes. And it can come out in very positive and good things as well. But it doesn't matter what it is out here. Inside, there's a root to it that's holy. You have to figure it out. And then if you make more clarification what it is, you start to pull that same light and that same anticipation for pleasure from the good place and not from the bad place. That's what it comes down to. And there's no person in this world that doesn't have their unique purpose, their unique point. Therefore, a person should never say, I don't have my unique purpose. I don't have my unique thing that I'm trying to yearn to reveal. I'm just, you know, someone here on the side, a person, a simple person. I don't have anything to reveal in the world. What could be revealed from me in the world? A person should never say that. The answer to that is, for sure you have a unique purpose inside of you. 100%. Ve'en lecha sheni, you're one person. There's no other one person in the world like you. Doesn't matter how many people are in the world. You are you and there's no one at all like you. Even twin brothers, triplets, they're not the same. They're three individuals. They're three separate souls. And this is the unique grace and that shine that comes out of a person that Hashem Yitbarach gets a person and gets out of a person. Hashem looks down on each individual human in this world with grace and with love and anticipating for them to do the right thing and to connect and to reveal the spark of Him that's inside of them. We each have it. We're all His children, every single human being in the world. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not for myself, if I'm not going to work to reveal that point, then who's going to do it for me? No one else in the world could do it. Ela sheterem lamadata lakir et nekudatcha, you just haven't learned yet how to recognize your unique point. Zakuka ata letfilot rabot. You need to pray a lot. Ole gadol verav. Or you need a giant tzaddik, a big rav. A tzaddik, a rebbe that can reveal that point inside of you, or a friend that's going to stay on your back and help you, push you. Where is your point in Hashem's world? That point that you will not relax and calm down until you find her, until you find that unique thing. אילו היית אומר שאינך אדם שאין לו רצונות בחיים כלל וכלל, לעולם אין בך נטייה מסוימת, אם לדיבור, לשתיקה, לאכילו, לשתייה, לבכי, לשמחה. If you were to tell me that you're a person that you have no inclinations at all, you never want to cry, you never want to laugh, you're never thirsty, you're never hungry, you're never too tired, you have no inclinations at all. אז היית קושייתך עמוקה יותר ויתכן כי היית מידע לעניין תמועה האומר דרשני. It must be that your problem is much bigger. If you don't have any inclinations, any desires, you're in a whole other book, maybe not in this one, right? Because this book's all about people with many desires and many ups and downs. If you don't have that, you have a bigger problem, right? It's something that we have to talk about, we have to investigate. אך בענייני דעלמה הנחה בעל השגה של ממש, ובהם הנחה מכיר רצונות ברורים ומתחלפים יפה להנה להנה. When it comes to the things of this world, we all know. We all know what we go through. We all know how much we desire and what we go through and how many different things we have to exchange and clarify and work through. משמש, הפנימיות שלך היא עשירה מאוד. If that's the case, that means if there's so many facets in your life that you're involved with, all the people you talk to, all the business you do, all the places you travel to, all the things you're engaged with, where all your children are spread out in the world, your family, all the things you have connection points to, what does that mean with your inner world? How wealthy, how rich is your inner world if you have that many external connections? Rabat gvanim, many shades, many colors. אלא שאינך רואה כי אם את הגלויים החיצוניים שלה נראים בחוץ, but all you see is the external revelation of those colors and what appears in this world. It's like a prism, right? The white light is the light of Hashem comes inside of us. We're the prism. Out comes a whole entire rainbow, right? But we have that unique point that we're revealing. But what do we see? The red, the blue, the green, the yellow. The light's all Hashem's light. It's our neshama. It's our unique point that's coming out. But when it comes out, we get caught up on the revelations. We get caught up on the, I want a chocolate. I want to go to the beach. What does that mean inside? Terem lemadata ladat ma shor sham benafshecha. We still haven't learned yet. What's the root in my own nefesh, in my own soul? Terem urgalta lavin. We still haven't gotten used to understanding that when we're seeking out something specific, that right now you're seeking out yourself. You're looking for yourself. You're looking for your own secret. You're looking for a Torah or a tefillah, a tzedakah, a chesed, to do something, a certain food, a job, a conversation with a friend. You have to recognize this inner depth that is bubbling out of you, that's oozing out of you, that's trying to be revealed. And it's being revealed externally right now by way of said job, house, friend, conversation, book, topic. Ilu yadata haita manik mazor marpe leshorsha omok. If you would only know, you would give some kind of healing to the deep root when you find it. You would go to that place and do something. For example, a kid that's hungry, right? Kid, he's hungry, and you come now, it's time to take away the toy. So what happens? The kid starts crying because you took away the toy. Is that the problem? Is the kid's problem the toy? Is that why he's crying? No, it's because he's hungry. Don't know though. The adult is meant to understand though, deep down, right now, deep down, I'm not meant to be getting caught up on the details. A simple piece of bread would calm you down. It's like the famous Snickers commercial, right? What would you do if you're hungry? Take a little bite, take a glass of water, calm down. The kid throws his toys out the trolley. But again, the mashallah, what he's bringing up here is that there's a toy and there's hunger. The hunger is an inner feeling. Something else happened external. My toy was taken away. Big problem. Fight. Drama. No, that's what a child does. An adult is meant to understand anything that happens in the external world is meant to be is an expression of what's going on inside. Now I just have to go inside and try to find it and now talk on that point and work on that point. One more little, just this and half of here, and we're done. Clearly now we see everybody has their own unique point inside of them. That changes from moment to moment. But changes all the time, comes up, goes down. Sometimes it's more present in your life, sometimes it gets hidden. But when it comes up, it's not going to go away for anything. Until it gets to a point, until it brings fruition out of the potential. Until that thing that's desired comes out. Your nefesh won't calm down until that thing gets revealed. If you don't find out what it is, very quickly, you're going to find out that you've just been drinking salty water. You're going to keep getting thirsty and keep getting thirsty and keep getting thirsty. And you're going to want more of that thing and more of that thing. And whoever's been dealing with addiction or abuse or whatever it is, which is 98% of our generation, right? So you know at a certain point when that tolerance gets built up, what are you going to do now? It doesn't work anymore. But you never wanted the bottle. You never wanted the drug. You wanted yourself. You wanted to reveal your own secret. Try to do that, it's never going to be enough, meaning you're never going to have enough. You're always going to want to do more, but it's healthy, it's okay. Go there. In the club, you're going to get lost. In the parties, in the ego, in the lust, in the honor, in the career, in the money, all of those places, it's always going to be salty water. It's never, ever, ever going to feel good enough. You only want to do one thing, that's to be your authentic self and to express that properly. To have your place in the world, to reveal it, to express the unique point that Hashem gave you to reveal in this world. And nothing else will help. You get broken, you're disgraced in your own eyes, and you have no way to heal yourself, you have no way to calm down, you have no way to connect to your own unique point. And it's written, Kherpa shavra libi. Kherpa is like a bizyonot, it's like a embarrassment, right? Like shame. Shame broke my heart. It's pasuk. Ayinu akherpot vabizyonot shuvrim libo shel adam. All the hardships that we go through, all of the disgrace and the embarrassments and the setbacks and the hardships that we can't just make things work, right? It doesn't need to be that anybody else embarrassed us or we're embarrassed in front of anybody else. You pray for something for years and Hashem's not giving it to you for years. You feel embarrassed. You feel you're not wanted. You feel rejected. That breaks a person's heart. What's the rectification of it? By way of connecting your heart back to the unique point that is related to you right now. Right now you desire a piece of cake. Why? Why? What is it? Right now there's a deep revelation from inside of you that's coming out. It's not the cake. There's something more there. Enjoy it, but that one. Reb Nachman says it outright in Torah 34. By way of you connecting to that thing that you need right now at this moment, then all of a sudden you can get rid and nullify all of the disgrace and embarrassment and shame that you have sitting on the heart. There he says, Reb Nachman says, there's three ways to fix the heart. It's either you connect to the unique point of your heart by way of Yidbodidut, you go and you talk to Hashem, or you go talk to a tzaddik, or a person that's above you that you can receive from, and he can give you the proper advice to how to move forward from where you are, to heal your heart, or you go talk to a friend. God, a friend, or a tzaddik. You have disgrace in your heart, you feel rejected, it's hard. But again, there too, it's the same thing that we're saying, right? Externally, you feel brokenhearted. You feel rejected. Externally, you need one of those three things. Either to talk to Hashem, to talk to a tzaddik, or to talk to your friend. But internally, you're going through a heartbreak. You're going through a hard time. Why do you need to go talk to the friend so bad? Why do you feel like you need to go to the cover of the tzaddik? Why do you feel you need to go to the forest? Because exactly, you feel like I'm rejected. I don't have to go talk to. My heart is broken. I want someone to feel. I want to be healed. Okay, just be aware of it. Now go heal. Go inside. Person could also feel that their heart is down and their heart is broken, and therefore I need a bottle, or I need to go do something that I'm going to regret later. It's not the thing. It's not the way to do it. But here now we have a breakthrough, big, big, big question. How do I know what is the unique point that belongs to my heart at this moment? How will I know? What is the unique thing that right now I have inside of me that's desiring to be revealed outwardly? And it's the root of my life that is deep down desiring and yearning all the time just to break out from within inside of me, and to split all of the firmaments, and to reveal the kingship of Hashem in my own unique way. How do I know it? Where do I get it from? And many, many people are troubled by this all day long to the point of no relax, no calm, no... It bothers all of us, right? Some of us here in this room, we can say it without any shame. We go through this so hardly that physically we live through these pains, right? It's not enough that we feel it in our mind. It gets to our stomach, it gets to our body. We feel this lack of quietness that always comes out in many different ways, and it's expressed in different ways, in rage, in addiction, in laziness, in depression, and all these different things. We seek after ourselves, we're all seeking out to reveal ourselves, and we don't even know how in the world to recognize this unique point inside of us that is begging us to be revealed and expressed outwardly. And if we knew, we would deal only with that. If it was clear to us, that most of us would actually work more on it. We would focus more time on that thing. But we have no idea what is it and where is it. More than that, there's different levels that we go through in our nefesh that change all the time, like waves, right? Ups and downs that we go through, and everything goes according to what's rising inside of me at this moment. What's happening inside of me? What is Hashem's will for me right now? What's going on? What is Hashem leading me through? Things change in life. So that you live and connect to Hashem in a proper way and you fix what needs to be fixed. Hashem has you on a map. Everything's clear. Life is laid out for you. But you're going to now go through on that journey and things are changing all the time and you're meant to just find this one unique point the whole time and express it. One unique point and express it. One unique point and express it. יש זמנים שאדם מכיר ביותר מה הפעולה או המחשבה אשר תבטא אתה את פנימיותו. Sometimes a person knows very clearly what is the action or the thought that could express right now what I'm feeling inside. Right? Like we said before, I think before the camera was even on, right? That Nachman says you feel a certain thing in a place, so don't move. So now that we said and we learned that thing, hopefully next time you feel this arousal inside of you of I need to connect to Hashem, you stop there on the sidewalk and you do it. Right? But then it's clear to you. Because it's clear to you, you know, and you can do something about it. It's aroused inside of you. And you give whatever is needed to this inner drive that's dying to be revealed outside of you. So too, it's like an artist that he knows very well when he has no other way to calm down than to draw what he has inside of him. To take it out, to let the paintbrush go, for the writer to write, for the musician to play. I have to get it out. I have to. It's right now I have to do it. כאדם המכיר ברור מה הפעולה הפשוטה שרק עשייתה תביא בתוכו שלמות וסיפוק. It's like a person that knows just simply what is the simple thing that right now that's going to bring me to satiation, that's going to make me feel good about myself. But it's clear to you. There's a lot of times like that. אך יש זמנים אחרים שבהם אינו מכיר ויודע מה שוקק בתוכו למציאות חיים. Sometimes you don't know at all what is this fire inside of me that's dying to come out. ומעיק לו חוסר מנוחה, and it's just bothering the person and not letting them calm down, not letting them rest. רואה ומכיר היטב את הביטוי החיצוני של המשמח או המטריד. You know all of the different things, right? All the joyful thoughts or the bothering thoughts that could come inside of you. Criticism, tiredness, laziness, hunger, all these different things that could be coming up. But you can't put your finger on what's going on inside. What is ruling over and determining what's going on outside? That we struggle to find. והרי מתחולל בפניות הנפש הוא המנהיג את התנועה החיצונית הניכרת לחיים. What's going on inside the פנימיות of your nefesh is what's causing the outwardly recognizable things in your life. The things you see in your life, again, like we said, are coming from inside. מה אמור ללמוד או לעשות עתה? What are you meant to learn now or do now? שיעניק שקט לפנימיות הגועשת שאינו יודע את שמה. What's going to calm down this volcano inside of me that's waiting to erupt that I don't know its name, I don't know how to put a finger on it, I don't know how to determine it? All of that, Bezat Hashem, next week. Next week we're going to learn the three levels of revealing the inner world. Bezat Hashem. But for now, this is an important class. Why? Because again, like the Baal Shem Tov said, the first rule of Chassidut, you want to be a Chassid, you want to be a person connected to Hashem that does deeper work than the most people, you have to know your problems. You have to know where you suck. You have to know where you're not good. You have to know where you're struggling. If you don't know that, good luck working on anything. Right? Anybody that's been to rehab or addiction programs, first rule, admit that you have a problem, that you want to get help, and you want to get better. Admit that you have a problem. Don't do that, you're not even welcome in the club. Same thing with the Baal Shem Tov. If you think you're good, you think you're fine, you don't have anything to work on, not much to find in these schools, right? We here love and are proud to admit we're broken and shattered and we need anything to help pick us up. And this is one of those teachings that we're learning that, yeah, I desire many things and I have many situations going on and there's so much going on, but there is a unique root inside. We haven't understood it yet, right? 50 minutes to introduce, and last week's class as well, to introduce these ideas. Next week, B'zat Hashem, we'll start to touch on it. It's important to know that everything we desire, everything we're going through in life, is rooted internally. And what's inside of us is rooted in God. It's all deep levels of connection. Our job as Jews in this world has always been to look beyond the external world. Yehudi in there has the word hod. Hod is the job of looking beyond the physical to find the godliness behind it. Admit and be aware and recognize that there is godliness here. That there is a soul behind everything you're experiencing in this world. Just being aware of that and asking that question, when you want a piece of cake, when you want a beer, when you want to go on a ride, when you want to go to the beach, whatever it is, when you want to learn a certain book, pray a certain thing, whatever it is, just be a little bit more conscious that there's something inside. Ask the question inwardly. And when you do that, you start to build this relationship that slowly will bring more healing, because if you ask and you put in effort, you will find. Seek and you will find. If you continually ask the question, okay, what's going on inside? From a healthy place, a balanced place, right? Hashem will reveal to you. And then when you know it, you start to treat it. You start to deal with it. And it could change. It could change. Fix that thing. You have a lot going on in you. You have many layers and many levels. Fix one thing, another thing might come up. And that thing might come up for a few months and go away for a few years and come back up again. It's okay. Ask the question. Try to go inward, try to go inside and ask the question, what's going on here? When you do that, you get much more health and much more connection. And that's what we all want. Kovel Nafshi Geula. That's the name of the book. Right? Bring my own nefesh closer to Geula. Bring my makeup here as a human being with a soul, a mind, and a body in this world. Bring me into my own personal Geula. My own personal redemption. The more we each do that as individuals, we cause the world to come to that consciousness. And we elevate the whole entire world to a much more beautiful and aligned and unified place. Be'ezrat Hashem Itbarach. Only good things, guys. Yeshuot.